Welcome back. Joined now by Marion Dutley, the corporate customs manager for Toyota Motor Sales USA. Marion, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Art.
Marion was chair of World Trade Week as was 2 years ago, Nancy's predecessor. And Toyota Motor Sales is so much a part of the greater Long Beach community, sponsoring the Grand Prix and the swimming event coming up. So you guys do so much within our community, for which I'd like to publicly thank you.
You're welcome.
In regard to World Trade Week, what is the role of local businesses and corporations in making this happen?
Well, I think the companies that are located in the Southern California area, in one way or another, mostly are involved in trade, whether directly or indirectly. And companies such as Toyota, but even much smaller companies, have a role to play because we're all in this together, as Nancy mentioned, on the unity theme. We need to together work to solve some of our infrastructure problems, solve some of the issues that inevitably come up around trade, and we can only do that through education, through making sure that the local businesses see the benefits of trade, whether they are directly the importer or not. So it's really an education effort, but it's also a unification effort to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make our community a good community as well as supportive of all of our local businesses.
Nancy referred to the theme of unity as this year's theme. It's really interesting. You were telling me before we went on air that Toyota makes cars obviously in Japan, but you also make them in the United States, you make them in Canada, and soon to make them in Mexico.
That's right.
And so you are dealing with cultures in many, many countries as part of your production process, mm-hmm. and then as part of your marketing process, mm-hmm. and you have to understand these cultures to both produce and sell effectively.
That's right. You need to understand the culture, and you also need to understand a lot about the atmosphere in the countries where you're selling, and the government regulations. In my job, I'm dealing a lot with the compliance issues and how to get things through borders. You need to know all of that, and a good way to learn that is through community activity and working with other companies who have similar kinds of issues to make sure that you're as knowledgeable as you can be about it.
Now, I've detected a slight Southern accent there, and Toyota does have manufacturing facilities in the Southern United States.
Yes, in fact, most of ours are in the Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, those areas as opposed to California, although we have manufacturing here, right here in Long Beach.
And of course, World Trade Week, as was mentioned, focuses on education. And tell us a little bit more about the educational component.
Okay. When I was the chair, one of the things that I really wanted to do was to educate more than just the converted, as we call them, the people who do the trade day in and day out. So we started emphasizing a lot more outreach to the community, to the schools. We have some programs where teachers learn about the jobs that are available in international trade so that they can help their students and counsel them on what the career opportunities are. We work directly with the students to provide opportunities for them to have exposure. We've done some internships in places like the Port of Long Beach. Toyota, other companies have had students come in and really learn the nitty-gritty about what goes on.
And in fact, you're here. Today is the executive shadow day, and you're here with your shadowee.
We have our shadower, and he's the shadowee. And it's part of their education to see, what goes on in trade.
And I teach in the business college at Long Beach State, and every year I roll in a clip we did about 10 years ago at the Port of Long Beach on World Trade Week, mm-hmm. and I mentioned to the students that they should really consider possible careers mm-hmm. in international trade. You brought some beautiful photographs of the port, and I'd like to share them with our audience, and if any comment you'd like to make. This is just a beautiful shot of the cranes in downtown
Long Beach.
Actually,
this is not too far away from the Toyota facility where we import and export vehicles right out of the Port of Long Beach. So this is a container ship with the background of the skyline of Long Beach.
Splendid shot. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the excitement, I think this is the Hanjin Terminal.
Yes, that's the Hanjin Terminal.
The new Hanjin Terminal with these new giant cranes that were made in China.
Right.
And we've heard some mixed reports as to their efficiency.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to ask Tom about that.
I will ask Tom about that, okay. But they're a couple of million dollars per item.
Right.
And that was on the... No, it's Costco that was on the old Navy base. Right. But the mega terminals are the way people are going
these days. And this one, you can really see the size. This really brings it home how many containers can fit on these new mega ships. The ships are getting bigger. The amount of imports are getting bigger, and exports.
Well, 8 years ago, Don Wiley mentioned they were going from 4,000 to 5,000 TEU, which is 2,500, right. And they're probably even larger than 5,000 today.
Yeah,
this post-Panamax, they can't even go through the canal.
It's huge.
Amazing. And finally, of course, the Alameda Corridor is now operational.
Right, and that's been a big boon for Southern California. It's certainly helped take some of the pressure off of the freeways. It's not the complete answer, but it's really contributed to the efficiency of the ports.
Yeah. And we have a clip of just some shots in the port, which we'd like to share with our viewers. World trade is really quite exciting, and there's a beautiful sunset shot.
Yeah.
Those cranes always remind me of giant praying mantises. And I've always felt that it's important to get the community more involved. We should get them down to the port, take the harbor crews, see what's going on. It's a little user-unfriendly to drive there with those giant trucks and all, but it's really quite exciting when you see what's going on.
Yeah, it's worth the trip down, and both of the ports give free harbor tours during World Trade Week. That's one of their contributions to World Trade Week in the education effort. So everyone needs to come down and take a look. It's a pleasant way to see the ports.
I've taken that cruise at least half a dozen times, and it's wonderful, and it's a nice breezy 2 hours or 1 hour, but you really see what's going on
and
there.
And you always learn something new. Every time I go down, I learn. Yeah. I see another facility or another area that I don't know about.
Well, I've long felt that it's not just goods that are coming in, but it's culture and customs, and it really unites us with our Southeast Asian friends.
That's right, and around the world. It's a trade really is the basis of a good economic and political relationship. If you have trade in between countries, you're going to have a lot of other good things coming along with it.
Yeah. And countries that have good trading relationships don't normally make war on one another.
That's right. And they have too much at stake. The business interest is going to overrule.
Well, what's it like working with Toyota, a major world entity that's had such a significant impact on our community?
Oh, it's a terrific place to be. Toyota is a very good employer. It's a wonderful place to work. You have lots of opportunities to travel around the world and deal with other people that are in the same business and in the different business. And through activities like World Trade Week, I get to meet a lot of new people like Nancy, and who I've been friends with for many years, and other people in the community who really also are involved in the same area in trade.
Well, I teach ethics as well as law, and I have long cited your brand and also Honda, which I also think so highly of, as ethical cars in the sense that they do what they're supposed to do. You put in the key in the ignition, and you turn it on, and it works.
They run. Well, that's
it runs.
That's,
it really
that's what we
is
get
a,
paid to do.
A major benefit for a car to run, and not have to take it into the shop, and that reliability factor is very important.
That's right. You know, we believe in quality, and that's what we stand for.
And the consumers obviously have responded, because the Japanese, 30 years ago, were a very small part of the market, and I believe in the California market, more foreign cars are sold than American cars.
So we're definitely gaining the market share, and I think a lot of it is because of the quality.
Yeah.
And also our leadership in the environmental area with our new hybrid technology and so forth, I think that's, particularly for California, is very important.
And will become increasingly important in the years to come. And just again, thank you for your company's contribution to the greater Long Beach area with the Grand Prix, 30 years of sponsorship of the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, and this exciting Olympic swim trials are coming up, and Toyota stepped up to the plate and is sponsoring the swim trials.
Yeah, we really like to be part of the community.
Yeah.
It's part of what we do.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us here at Straight Talk, and stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.